sermon today is titled, Jesus, Are You Serious About Loving Our Enemies? Today's gospel lesson continues Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. We've heard these messages before from teachers, our parents, and pastors. We should turn the other cheek. Unwrap your best coat and make a present of it. Love our enemies. Wow, Jesus asks so much of us. Sometimes I want to say, are you really serious about all this love of my enemies to him? And no, this is exactly what Jesus wants us to do. When I was a kid, we had one strange religion war one hot afternoon in the summer with rotten vegetables in my neighbor's backyard. I must have been 6 or 7 and didn't quite know what the fight was about, but it was an us against them conflict, and I was on my brother's team, of course. While I wasn't very good at throwing, especially rotten tomatoes, old corn cobs, and other vegetables in the compost pile, our side of Protestants and Catholics faced off against our neighbors who were Mormon. The Mormon kids called us Gentiles and told us we were going to go to hell and we didn't believe in God, and the two families of Protestants and Catholic kids disagreed. None of us knew why we were so angry, but it was a big, stinky mess. And at the end of the fight, we were all miserable, and our parents were so mad at the mess we made of our clothes when we came home. Why didn't we get into a fight about religion? Why didn't we get into a fight about religion we didn't even understand? Sometimes I think we get dragged into conflicts that aren't of our own making, but it sounds familiar. We've heard adults say terrible things, and kids repeat it. Jesus was speaking to the crowd that also got caught up in the familiar pattern of conflict and hate without knowing why, and says, stop that. I'm teaching you a new way of being in the world. For Jesus, the kingdom of God requires letting go of our old ways of being, our assumptions and hatreds and fear, and asks us to try something new. Try turning the other cheek. Try sharing the coat you have. Don't just love your friend, love the stranger, even love your enemy. Theologian David Luce calls Jesus' call to love our enemies a love revolution. For us to be revolutionary in our love, we have to choose love over hate. Gandhi, after studying the Sermon on the Mount, declared that this was his favorite part of the gospel. Gandhi said after reading this passage in Matthew that an eye for an eye makes all people blind. And several years later, Martin Luther King Jr. expanded upon that, studying both Gandhi and the Sermon on the Mount, saying, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Jesus challenges us in a sermon to do what isn't customary or comfortable. Jesus expects us to take the shirt from our back and give it away. Jesus wants us to live generously. He tells us to pray so hard that we love our enemies. As I struggle to follow Jesus' difficult commands like love my enemies, I gain insight on how to do this from fellow followers of Jesus. Padre Otuama is one of my favorite poets, a theologian, and an extraordinary healer in a world of faction. You can listen to him on Being, and his voice by Krista Tippett is so beautiful. I commend you to listen to Padraig Otuama. He's from Northern Ireland, and he was the head, just recently retired, from an extraordinary place of healing called Corrymeela in Northern Ireland. Corrymeela is a place of refuge that was created in the midst of the Troubles in 1965. And it continued until 1988, when the Good Friday Agreement was fashioned a peace. It continues to do transformative peacemaking work and provides a space where differences are worked through and peace becomes possible. The Troubles lasted over 30 years, and there was so much conflict, murder, and separation between Ireland and Northern Ireland. One of the beautiful ways that Padraig teaches about how to learn from conflict and move beyond it is through his poetry. I want to share one of his moving poems about the Troubles called The Pedagogy of Conflict. When I was a child, I learned to count to 5. One, two, three, four, five. But these days I've been counting lives, so I count one life, one life, one life, one life, one life. Because each time is the first time that that life has been taken. Legitimate Target has 16 letters and one long abdominal space between two dehumanizing words. I cry every time I read this poem. Conflicts scar and they separate us. Over cups of tea and working to listen through the lumpiness of difference, Padre teaches hundreds of people from across Ireland and the globe to learn to listen and grow and love our enemies. Padraig explains how differences are worked through at Corrymeela, a place whose name is translated as the place of lumpy crossings. He says in Corrymeela, we talk about living well together. That is the vision we have, to live well together. That doesn't mean to agree. That doesn't mean that everything will be perfect. It means to say that in the context of imperfection and difficulty, we can find the capacity and the skill, as well as the generosity and the courtesy to live well together. And I think in the morning times, I say hello to all these things, and then I try to say hello a little bit to what I know won't happen. And in that sense, prayer becomes a way within which you cultivate curiosity and the sense of wonder. So that you know I'll be returning back to this and can say hello tomorrow to something I wouldn't have even known about today. That's how I understand prayer in that way. Every now and then, Jesus shows up and says something interesting through the Gospels. Jesus shows up for us in today's Gospel asking us to be perfect. Eugene Peterson translates it in a way that works for me. He says, in a word, what I'm saying is grow up. Okay, I can't be perfect, but I can practice growing up. You're kingdom subjects. Now live like that. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously towards others the way God lives towards you. This invitation to grow up and love one another is freeing. We don't have to be burdened by old ways of hatred and fear and isolation. We don't have to agree on everything. We can begin by sitting down and drinking a cup of tea or coffee, water, whatever, and practice listening to one another. In the breaking in the bread and the sharing of the juice or the wine, we are reminded at the communion table that all are welcome. Jesus includes everyone to the table. How can we be part of that revolutionary love? A revolutionary love where loving our enemies becomes the power of loving all of creation. As we love our enemies, we can better love ourselves and our families. You're familiar with the old written law, love your friend, and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy. I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. May it be so. Amen.